Barbara West, 2383. Barbara West. Today is the 2222. Chief complaint, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one is palpitation. Next one is dizziness. Next one is heartburn. Next one is nausea. Next one is leg pain. Next one is I feel like my legs and arms are very swollen. Next one is headache, severe. Next one is dizziness with any kind of activity. Our patient is a 38-year-old woman with history of Hashimoto thyroiditis. Patient goes to the health and wellness clinic in Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. Currently taking both armored thyroid and level thyroxine, period. New paragraph. Patient comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 5 days. Patient was diagnosed with COVID on the 26th of January, was treated with Decadron, Rocephin, and sent home with albuterol and Levaquin. No steroids were given. She's had no issues with steroids. She's never had any problems with steroids. She doesn't understand why she didn't receive the steroids. The shot really did help her at first, but then it seems like the cough has come back. Surgery, C-section, tubal. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married 15 years, has 3 boys. Her husband is a pipeline outfitter. He travels a lot. She works with children, does photography, and takes care of kids. Allergy to penicillin, Benadryl. Immunization, has not had any COVID immunization, but she's thinking about it with history of Hashimoto thyroiditis and autoimmune disorder. Family history, dad died of bladder cancer, mom died of brain aneurysm. Patient has had her MRI and MRA in the past. She weighs 217, a review of system as above. She weighs 217 pounds, which has gone up because of her thyroid issues. Heart, tachycardic at 111. Lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen is soft, but generalized tenderness noted. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, on the cusp with an agent. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed. No extremity shows a trace edema. Chest x-ray shows no evidence of pneumonia. The secretion retention that was noted about the right middle lobe shows improvement compared to last chest x-ray. So number one, COVID-19. Number two, patient just finished the course of Levaquin, would not restart antibiotic. No reason to think she needs more antibiotics, but we will give her a Decadron injection, 8 milligram, and a Medrol dose pack. Next number, continue with albuterol. Next number, always rinse her mouth with albuterol. Next number, she doesn't like the way Tessalon Pearls makes her feel. Give her Fennigan DM, 4 ounces, no ETOH, no driving, and no operating machinery. Next number, because of her leg pain, we looked at her legs. No sign of DVT was noted, especially since she has COVID and she was complaining of fullness, period. Because of arm pain, we looked at her arm. No sign of DVT was noted. Because of abdominal pain, we looked at her abdomen. Gallbladder is contracted. She just ate something. Liver looks fatty. Kidneys are normal. Spleen is normal. Bladder is normal, along with uterus. Next number, we looked at her carotid because of dizziness. No evidence of obstruction. Severe obstruction was noted. Next number, she has very little thyroid tissue after her autoimmune thyroid disease and Hashimoto thyroiditis. Very little thyroid tissue left. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, let's see, return in 7 days. Next number, call if develops fever, chills, or any other symptoms consistent with recurrent bacterial infection. Required antibiotics, none needed at this time. Next number, family history of brain aneurysm. Workup up to date. Next number, patient has not had TSH or blood work done. She's going to call her primary care or the folks at the Health and Wellness Center to get blood work done right away. Next number, dizziness is multifactorial, not related to carotid, obstruction. Next number, we looked at her heart because of palpitation and tachycardia. The echocardiogram is totally negative. Thank you.